It was a morning that Jonathan Henning will never forget. The Casita Springs resident woke up early in the morning of December 5th to find a sea of flames in the mountains east of the community.
It was about 4 o'clock, and then all of a sudden the wind came up, and it just caused a firestorm, and it just kept going. And it, you know, went through the trailer park, went through the nursery, went all the way over 33 and set that field on fire over there. There was just like cinders everywhere. I had cinders in my beard. There were cinders on the ground everywhere, and the wind was just screaming. It was really crazy for about a half hour. Fortunately, we got everything put out.
While Casita Springs came through the Thomas Fire largely untouched, it's now facing a new threat. As you look at the mountains above Nye Road, you can see the almost vertical slopes have been stripped bare, setting the stage for flash flooding and mudslides.
You know, if we rain, all we can do is pray about it.
Ventura County officials say geologists have identified 10 flooding danger zones in the county in the wake of the Thomas Fire. Some are new problem areas, and others are already existing trouble spots which have become worse because of the recent blaze.
Our number one concern areas were pre-existing geological hazard areas, La Conchita, along Ventura Avenue, Nye Road, and the Vista Springs area. Because of the steepness of the slope, there was already a lot of instability there, so they're susceptible. Everyone along the 33 and the 150 corridors has the propensity of debris flows. Now, if you live in the city of Ojai, in the eastern portion of the city, before you get into the upper Ojai past Denison Grade, there's some pretty significant watersheds up there that have the potential to yield debris flows.
Kevin McGowan is manager of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services. He talks about more identified potential trouble spots if we get locally heavy rainfall.
The city of Ventura has locations throughout the Foothill area and then also along Ventura Avenue that are susceptible to debris flows now that they weren't, you know, say a year or 2 years ago.
McGowan says starting next week, there will be a series of community meetings to look at dangers in specific areas and to get people thinking about preparedness. More than 10,000 brochures with information on the potential flood zones and details in the meetings are going out to property owners in the affected areas this week.
The flyers have a bunch of different information from the technical side. What is a debris flow? What did the fire do that exacerbates the conditions to make a debris flow possible? And then it also discusses information about the town hall and how people can get prepared. And then lastly, it shows the map of what zone they're in. Why that's important is so that when they go to the VC Emergency website, they can toggle the information that's relevant to them.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean says they're trying to get people thinking about this issue. He admits it can be more difficult to get people to evacuate during rain than a fire because people often don't feel the same urgency.
It's tougher to get people to listen, probably. We have a whole multi-layered system here where we use rain gauges. We put live people out there. We've gone through and identified every trouble spot of the Thomas Fire here in the county. We've identified those. We have pre-designated down to 4 or 5 houses evacuation zones.
Kevin McGowan with the county's Office of Emergency Services admits while they use cutting-edge technology to figure out when evacuations are necessary, it's still an imprecise situation.
You don't have to wait for us to tell you when there's a threat and when you should leave. If you are monitoring the rain, you live right at the base of a hill that's really steep and it looks like there's no vegetation on it anymore, and even in dry conditions you see some raveling, some rocks falling, little rock slides. When it starts raining, it might be a good time for you to go stay at some family member's house or a hotel.
McGowan cautions it may not be how much rain we get, it's how quickly and how concentrated it hits an area. Heavy focused rainfall during a short period of time led to the death and destruction in southern Santa Barbara County last month. He says while Ventura County came through the January storm without major issues, he points out we're currently in the middle of our rainfall season and that there's plenty of time for big storms. In Casita Springs, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.